Talk Shoes. Recorded live.
I love my intro. Good evening and welcome to another episode of the Virtual Talk Show, produced by Married Men Don't Talk, the talk show with a top-selling book of the same name. We come your way every Tuesday night from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time, but you can get more info about this show by visiting our website, householdstress.com. Listeners can participate in one of our live weekly talk shows by calling in or logging on to householdstress.com from your personal computer as an anonymous guest. Phone lines are open right now, but this show is strictly for men only. So call into the hottest talk show in America. Now, we have a couple of rules, and they are absolutely no profanity and no politics, and more importantly, no racial stuff. This show is apolitical and race neutral so that we can make sure that any man can feel comfortable on our show. And furthermore, fellas, this ain't Bible study. We want you to just be able to come to our show as a man, and that is it. This virtual talk show always presents the hottest topics for discussion, and tonight is no different. Tonight's topic is how to get laid at the office. We're going to talk about it. My name is Rodney, and I'll be your pilot for the evening. I've got a lot of material, and the hope is that I can get this plane off the ground and ultimately land on a safe conclusion. This is a fluid conversation, so if you do have something to say, please feel free to do so, or if you just prefer to listen, that's absolutely fine as well. But please try to hang on until the end, because you'll definitely want to hear the conclusion to this episode. All right, with all of that said, let's get started. Between November 1995 and March 1997, she admitted that she had 9 sexual encounters with him that involved fellatio and other sexual contact, but did not involve sexual intercourse. When news of this scandal broke in January 1998, I was a junior in college. First question, so where were you when you found out that Bill Clinton, the president of the United States, the leader of the free world, was getting head from a 20-something-year-old intern in the Oval Office? Where were you when you found out, when the news broke, that he was getting head from an intern in the Oral Office? I mean the Oval Office. I don't know how I keep slipping up with that. But I was a junior in college when I heard the news. But well, where were you? Where were you January 1998?
1998, I was getting it in myself, probably.
Good words. Anybody else? Where were you in January 1998 when the Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky scandal broke?
Don't remember. Just to give you a little more on that, I had just joined the military at that time. I had just completed training, and I was still freshly single and still had that old college mentality. So, yeah, I was running them.
Mm-hmm.
And where I was at that particular moment, that was the last. President Clinton and what he was doing was the last thing on my mind.
Right, you were about to get yours.
Yes, sir.
Hmm. Anybody else remember where you were January 1998? Well, what about, let me bring us up to more present time. Does anybody remember what happened to David Letterman a few years back? This was in 2009. Anybody remember what happened to David Letterman?
I remember he apologized on the David Letterman show.
Exactly. Who did he apologize for?
Cheating on his wife, I think.
Pretty much. In October 2009, Letterman announced that he had been the victim of an extortion attempt by someone threatening to reveal that he had had sex with several of his female employees, and he actually confirmed the relationship. And a former CBS employee announced that she and Letterman had engaged in a year-long secret affair in the early 90s while she was his intern. And the company's sexual harassment policy did not prohibit sexual relationships between managers and employees, because it says if a consenting romantic or sexual relationship between a supervisor and a direct or indirect subordinate should develop, CBS requires the supervisor to disclose this information to his or her company's HR department. And as the brother said, Letterman eventually devoted a segment of his show to a public apology to his wife and his staff. But has anybody, back to the topic, just want to grease the tracks a little bit, but has anybody ever had sex in the office? Have you ever had sex in the office? Let's just start right there. No one?
I have to say that's one I haven't done.
Okay. Anybody else? Anybody has sex in the office? Or do you know anybody that has ever had sex in the office?
Plenty of people.
Plenty of people.
What about the bathroom of the office?
What about it?
Yeah, I think that would be like a the obvious place if y'all can sneak into the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. What about a broom closet? You show her your broom. Some of y'all will get that tomorrow. But anybody else know anybody that has ever had sex in the office? Anybody? Anybody?
I know somebody.
Okay.
Me.
You say you?
Oh, yeah.
What was this, sir?
Well, I mean, I hired my wife.
That's good. That's good. That's good. But Andrew, what percentage of men do you think have actually admitted to having sex at work? What percentage of men do you think have actually admitted?
Actually in the actual building?
Yep.
Oh, man. Well, you know, most of the time, that's not a cool thing to admit, because if they find out, you're going to be in trouble.
Well, what kind of percentage would you put on it? What percentage of men do you think have actually admitted to having sex at work?
2-3%?
Well, having sex in the actual place, you know, or getting involved with somebody that works with you, that's a different question.
Yeah, I'm just talking about having sex, whether it's with, you know, with anybody. Just having sex at work.
Yeah, I will tell you this. It goes down with some of the ultimate experiences that you will have doing it at work. It is, yeah, very exciting.
So, T-Hawk, you said 3%?
Yeah, about 3% will admit it.
Anybody want to agree or disagree with 3% as men that have actually admitted to having sex at work? Higher or lower than 3%?
I think it's higher.
Yeah, it is higher. It's actually 20%.
Wow.
It's actually 20% of men who actually admit to have had sex at work. What percentage of women do you think have admitted to having sex at work?
Oh, that could be
3%.
Not so much, you would think it would be 3%, you know?
Yeah, it's actually a little bit closer with that one. Actually, 8%. 8%.
Well, who are the other 12% of men having sex with?
They lie. Right. See what I'm saying? They lie, man. They be lying.
That's right.
Lying.
Yeah.
Somebody's lying. Or somebody's keeping their mouth shut.
Yeah.
Oh.
it's 20% of the men are having sex at work and only 8% of the women. Something ain't right.
Something ain't right. That's a disconnect. That's a disconnect. But in general, what's y'all's opinion of PDA, public displays of affection? What is your general sense of, how do you feel about that, PDA?
I don't have a problem with it. But, I mean, there's inappropriate times. I mean, if you're at work, that's not an appropriate place.
Right.
You know, but, I mean, I don't have a problem with it, you know, outside of work.
I mean, I've seen in my old job, I saw people in leadership positions have inappropriate relationships on the job. And it really messes up the morale office when people are rushing, trying to get stuff done, or, you know, you got to talk to the boss about something. Then here comes, you know, Susan, and, you know, he puts his hand on the smaller Susan's back, and he walks her back in his office, and then, you know, he's laughing and they're laughing, and then Susan walks back out of the office, and then, you know, as soon as Susan walks back out of the office, you know, he's in a bad mood again. It's like, well, dang, you know, what's the deal with that, man? You know, I'm trying to go home early so I could be with my wife and I can get some of what you're getting with Susan now, you know.
Yeah, it is bad.
You know, so that gesture, that PDA, you know, it just sets the tone, you know, in my opinion.
Especially if you're getting married to Susan.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Then yeah. Susan's going to walk around with her butt on her shoulder.
So what if your coworker was having sex with the boss? I mean, would your work get the same level of treatment? I mean, would you have the same advancement opportunities?
No.
Well, whether you did or not, you wouldn't perceive that you did.
Yeah, because, I mean, you have this evidence of sexual favoritism. You know, you're not going to get the same advancement, you know, because you're not sleeping with the boss, you know. But let me flip it around. What about bedding the boss? What if your boss was hot and she wanted you to smash? Should you do it?
We talked about that at work today. This chick, this new boss keep coming at my boy, and I told him to milk it for what he, you know, everything he want, you know, use to his advantage. You know, don't actually give in, just, you know, like to carry it in front of the donkey, you know. Keep pulling that wagon.
At the end of the day, you lose in that situation. You can't win.
Anybody else? If your boss was hot and wanted you to smash, should you do it?
Not if you're married. Unless your boss is like mine, you know, she's president, so I guess that.
Yeah, that don't count. Yeah, she the president of your corporation.
Yeah, so I'm good.
But would y'all let your coworker say? Let's go back to the workplace real quick. Would you let your coworker have regular office sex?
Have what?
Have regular sex in the office.
Hey, explain.
Let them. What do you mean, let them?
Yeah, I mean, would you tell on them, or would you just say, oh, you know, it's cool. Can I watch? I mean, what would you do? You know, would you just say, yeah, just go ahead? If they work right beside you, I mean, and, you know, it was nobody back there with y'all, would you let your coworker have regular, you know, sex? You know, just his lady come in or her man come in? You know, would you allow that?
No.
Why not?
Because I own the company.
Let's say you were an employee, Andrew. You were just, you know, back in the cubicle, you know, whatever the case may be. And your office mate liked to get it in.
I mean, that would be his thing, man.
You know, he can't remember that far back.
He said he can't remember that far back.
That wouldn't be, you know, that's his business. I wouldn't have anything to do with that.
But would it depend on whether they're a man or a woman, your coworker, getting it in?
I mean, it wouldn't matter to me. I mean, if I asked somebody that worked for me And I knew when her lunch break came on, her man was coming up there, you know, locked the door in the office and smash, you know, whatever they did, you know, it wouldn't bother me as long as it wasn't disruptive and, you know, it didn't mess with the floor of the office, you know. And, you know, he ain't in there for 3 hours or something like that, you know. Hey, whatever they do, man, you know, we all adults.
Mm-hmm. Has anybody ever walked in on somebody you think or in the middle of getting it in or just finished getting it in?
At work?
At work, yeah.
No, not me. I knew when to stay away.
You know, when the shade pulled down and the door locked.
Yeah, man. That's not good, catch the boss doing his thing, man. That's not a good look.
It is if you want to raise, it is.
But what's so terrible? Is it anything terrible about people meeting at work? You know, I mean, did anybody meet their wife at your job?
Nope.
No? You ever date anybody at your job? Yes? Yes? Anybody?
Yeah.
I mean, does your job have a policy about, you know, fraternizing at work at all? Or can you just...
Yeah, it does with the military people in the office. The military people can't, you know, deal with civilians depending on what role they play in on the org chart or whatever. They have a pretty strict hierarchy, but the head man does whatever he want to do anyway, so.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, it's a lot of, what is it, hypocrisy or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Anybody else? What about all these stories we see on the news about these boys banging their teacher?
Some lucky dudes, man.
Got that right. That was our dream back then.
If I could have did that, boy.
So you saying you had some teachers you fantasized about?
Man, come on.
Man.
Please.
Come on, man. You got to ask that?
Fantasize about, man. I was putting on the aftershave, man.
What grade was this with the aftershave?
I'm on the call.
About fifth, sixth grade, man. What's the green Aquavel or whatever, the green stuff? And you, man, about fifth, sixth grade, man, you know.
Mm.
I wonder, it was not a year of public school. I did not want to bang one of my teachers. That was just...
Yeah, we've all been there. But, I mean, why do you think that we fantasize so much about sex in the office? Why do y'all think we fantasize so much about sex in the office?
We do.
You don't?
Yeah, I don't do that.
No, really? I don't do that.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Hmm, okay. Mm-mm. So nobody fantasizes about having sex in the office?
Only thing I fantasize about is...
You're on your own on this one, man.
Yeah, you're on your own.
Okay. I'm going to get there.
If my wife was in the office, then yeah. But I'm thinking about my wife and what we do. I'm not thinking about, you know, no chick, nothing like that at the job.
Yeah, Rodney, if you want to talk about it, we're here for you, brother.
Rodney, you got to explain.
Yeah, we're not there yet. It's still early. Y'all are jumping ahead. Yes, sir.
Does Olga know about this?
Who is that? That's funny. But, I mean, is it...
I threw you right off your game, didn't I?
No, I'm good. But, I mean, I think the brother did mention in amongst the chatters that... you know, talking about fantasizing about your wife having sex and all. So y'all don't fantasize about that at all?
Mm-mm.
Not talking about that. Let's just step away from the coworker for just a moment. We're going to get back to the coworker. But for just a moment, y'all don't fantasize about your wife showing up to get it in at your office.
Yeah, I do all the time.
Thank you, brother. I mean, being honest, y'all are like, no, yeah, not me. You know, I don't know what you're talking about.
See, but I'm thinking about my wife now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I'm getting is why do you, and that's the question I was at, why do you think that we fantasize so much about having sex with our wives at the office? I mean, is it because of TV? Is it because of porn? I mean, what is it about?
That's like you and one other person on this one, Rodney.
Rodney.
Yes, sir.
You fail to realize that brothers is at home. I know for a fact that brothers on this phone have both fantasized about a woman at the job and their wives at work. It's just called hormones. Hormones and pheromones. Brothers is at home and wives are around, so people can't be but so honest with that question.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for standing up for the truth tonight. But what I think it is because of TV and we're visual creatures. Bottom line. But speaking of porn, what about looking at porn on your work computer?
I don't do that. I look at porn on my phone while I'm at work.
Yeah, because I don't know if y'all remember back in April of 2010. Y'all remember when it came out that SEC staffers, as the economy was crashing, they were watching porn on government computers. Y'all remember that?
I do.
Mhm. Yeah, I mean it was 33 of them, and their average salary was $100,000 to $223,000. The majority of them, so they were making cake and just going into the office, 6-8 hours a day. Economy just going to, the hell in a handbasket, and they sitting up cruising. Hey man, check out this website, cruising porn. And most of them were dealt with. But, that could be a potential problem. But back to the office. Is there a flirty coworker? Do you have a flirty coworker?
We all
do. And, when it comes to, let's say you were single, would that flirty coworker of yours have any problem getting it in with you right there in your office?
Oh, God, that, I mean... I mean, excuse me.
I mean, let's just get right to it. Are there any women in your office that you like to smash?
I don't like this subject.
It's not a good subject. It's not a good subject.
Yeah, don't answer that if you're in a relationship. But
the answer is yes, man, yes.
That guy's standing up for the truth. Standing up for the truth. I like it.
That guy stands alone.
I don't stand alone.
Lovely.
Okay. I've taken too many classes on this. And I've been a man for what, 28 years of my life. Y'all brothers are just straight up lying.
I'm going to pull it out of
them. I mean, that's either one or the other.
Yeah, exactly. Good words, brother. I'm going to pull it out of them. We just getting started. But yeah, thank you for standing up for the truth. But, other than the flirty coworker or the women you like to smash, are there any cougars that work in your office? Any cougars, any old ladies, have y'all had any cougars in your lifetime, anything? Y'all know what a cougar is? I didn't bring my dictionary tonight.
Yeah. You don't need one for that.
So does anybody have
any woman
cougars?
One, two, who seeks after younger men?
Absolutely. Anybody got any cougars that are around in your office that you're like, if I was single, any cougars? No?
I mean, yeah, we do. And they'll go. I mean, it's a no-brainer. They going to go if you're going. They're going to go. So,
So, I mean, T-Hall, would you say that, when it comes to flirting with a coworker or the cougar, what about that? I mean, is that cool, or is that, what about flirting with your female coworkers at the office?
I don't think that there is an issue with flirting as long as you know where you stand. If there's something that you need that you have to achieve, and flirting is your way of being nice to get what you need in the workplace, that's fine. Women have been doing it forever.
Yeah.
You know, but you got to draw that line because it can cause more confusion than the initial goal that you were trying to achieve.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anybody else? Flirting with your female coworkers at work, at the office?
It's dangerous, but it's almost... It's almost like you can't be controlled. So I'm gonna have to agree with Tony, you know, in that you got to try to keep it harmless. I mean, it's dangerous. Ideally, don't do it, but it's like, hell, that's just how you program, especially when you're talking to women. You want to be soft spoken, so it's it's hard, but it's dangerous.
Yeah. So I mean, that's like going to the DMV, you know what I mean? Trying to get a problem resolved, and the chick is mean is all out. You know, you throw a little flirt in there, get what you need, and then you're out.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing in the workplace.
Same thing. So would y'all say, is it smart to use corporate email, you know, to flirt a little bit with Tracy at work?
No paper trail.
Nope.
No paper trail.
But what would you do if Tracy was texting you about work-related stuff, and then all of a sudden, she slipped in some sexting? Then, you know, maybe she sent you a picture in her birthday suit. I mean, what would you do? How would you respond to that? You know, if y'all were texting about work, yeah, the, you know.
Show it to my boy. That's what my boy in the office did.
What happened, sir?
Oh, it was this chick, man. It was, you know, everybody was like, dang, you know, man, she's, you know, she's incredible. She's incredible. And you know how guys talk, man. You know, my boy was like, yo, I hit that. We were like, man, whatever. No, you didn't. So we pulled out the phone and.
There it was. Wow.
I had to respect the youngsters pimping. I was like, dang.
Hey, you know, it's funny that you just said that.
Uh-oh.
Because there's more and more of evidence on cell phones of sexual encounters now than ever before. Because most of the guys I know that hit something at work, they all have a picture.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's crazy now. They all got proof.
Exactly. You don't
believe
me?
And you thinking the chick is untouchable, and they got proof. And you're like, huh? Are you kidding me?
Oh, you got to find their poses.
On your cell phone, it's like, I mean, just think about it. Can you prop your cell phone up and hide it in the closet and put it on automatic so it could take a picture while the chick's not looking? No. So they're posing.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
That's deep.
And she's supposedly untouchable, right?
At work. She know it's going to be on YouTube or somewhere. At some point. And they still taking a picture.
What about Facebooking with her? Could that be dangerous?
Yep.
How so, brother? You want to speak on it?
Absolutely. I mean, let's think about that. You have your email at work. I mean, you see them at work so you can talk. So anything that's business that needs to be taken care of can be taken care of. Facebook is an extra avenue that can be utilized, you know, more so on a personal level. So I think, in all likelihood, if you're talking over Facebook with one of your colleagues of the opposite sex, you know, I mean, it's going to lead to, you know, to something more than just a, you know, a colleague relationship.
Good words. Anybody else? Is Tracy from work your Facebook friend? But the brother mentioned an interesting topic there, and last month we actually talked about time. I don't know if y'all were in attendance for that, but if we were just to break it down, don't we actually spend more time with Tracy at work than we do with our wife? If we were just to break it down just number-wise, I think the brother said it was 1,440 minutes in a day. But don't we spend more time with Tracy than we do with the wife? Just, you know, just sheer numbers.
Hmm.
Yes, no, maybe so.
I mean, if you talk about time because you're all occupying the same space, maybe yes. But quality time, no.
shouldn't be.
Yeah, unless you're having an affair. That's different.
What about happy hour? You know, the office holiday parties. Do people hook up, you know, after at happy hour, or is that when some of the affairs start, as you mentioned? Start with the alcohol flowing, or you know, just in a festive move at the holiday party. Have y'all ever heard people actually hooking up after the happy hour or the Christmas party?
Absolutely.
Anybody else? I guess that it only happens in the movies, I guess, with y'all.
That is untrue. I know of a couple of affairs that have gone on. Both people were married too.
Hmm. So did they end up getting there's two divorce homes or what?
Yes, they did.
Wow. Hmm. What about making sexual jokes in the workplace? Is that cool? Sexual jokes?
That can be dangerous too.
Why so, brother?
Well, you got the harassment thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you don't know where the line is, you know, between she could be setting you up.
For sure.
What about knocking up your coworker? Yeah, has anybody ever heard of that happening? Where you talk about your boy smashing, you know, the untouchable. Has anybody ever heard of knocking her up or anything like that happening? No? Okay. Well, what about an STD? What about taking an STD back home to the wife? Has anybody ever heard of that happening? You haven't heard of, you know, Craig knocking up Tracy at work, but have you heard of STDs being taken back, you know, being taken back to the wife? Has anybody heard of that happening?
Yeah, not from the worst workplace, but I've heard of it on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, I mean, affairs in general in 2012, you talk about being dangerous on Facebook, you know, you can get your life snatched from you if you, you know, you're not careful. But do office flings really ever end? If you were to have an office fling, or did, you know, the flings that you've seen, or some of y'all have admitted to seeing, but I mean, do office flings really ever end?
Oh, they end.
How so?
Usually in divorce.
I mean, so you're saying, Andrew, I mean, that office flings don't really work? I mean, can they work?
One of the challenges with office romance, mm-hmm, is that this person always sees you at your best. Okay, you're all cleaned up, sharp, you know, you're intelligent, this and that, you're a leader, whatever it happens to be. Well, see, your wife sees all of you. So this person that's impressed with that, that's feeding into that, you know, if it was ever anything real, you know, when they got the whole package, it wouldn't be what they thought they had, or what you thought you had. You know, you see a woman out there, you know, coming in her suit and sharp and this and that, but you're not getting the whole picture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you buying the representative.
Exactly.
So it's not the real deal, you know. It's not, if you're basing everything off of what you see, you know, from 9 to 5 or 5:30 or whatever it is, that's not the real deal.
Mm. Yeah, I got a chatter said that, you know, one former coworker was married. They started up hooking up at a nearby hotel, you know, during the day. You know, turn into a bad situation. But what about office gossip and office rumors? You know, do y'all have an office hoe at your job?
An office what?
An office hoe.
Seriously?
You know, she's not untouchable.
I'm pretty sure there's one in every office.
Exactly. Exactly.
One or more in every office. I mean, you know. I mean, but, you know, is she hitting everybody in the office or everybody outside the office?
Either or.
I mean, you can have some people that, you know, they roll like that, but not at work. But you meet her out, at, you know, after work, and, you know, it's all good.
On and popping.
Yeah.
Well, it's time to switch gears. Because y'all are having trouble with Tracy at the office. So I'm going to switch gears here, and then we're going to talk about, we're going to focus on your wife a little bit. What's the craziest place you've ever had sex with your wife? Not your girlfriend, your wife. What's the craziest place you've ever had sex with your wife?
I got a few places. We did it in the in my expedition, the old one I had. The windows weren't tinted during the daytime. Park was crowded. People, you know, it was old lady watch. Did it in the Old Navy, and we did it in the hotel stairwell while my parents waited in our hotel room.
Hold on, Old Navy?
Yeah, unisex dressing rooms.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Anybody else? Anybody top that?
No.
That's why I fantasize about my wife, in case she ever listens to this.
And we're going to get to it, bro. We're going to get where we need to go, you know. But the brother talked about the expedition. Has anybody ever had sex in the back seat with your wife? Not your girlfriend. The brother said with his wife. Has that ever happened? No?
Damn, really?
I'm telling you. I mean, what about, I know, what about the Mile High Club? Anybody a member? Anybody remember the Mile High Club?
Oh, not me.
Yeah, the bathrooms are nasty, man, and they're small. You know, I don't know, you know, it's, I don't know. So no members of the Mile High Club.
You got to be on an empty flight to pull something like that off, and it's got to be at night, too. It's, not saying I haven't thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
Guess nine. Did you see guess nine?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Off
that's
the
good.
Chain right there. Off the chain.
But why does it seem like, and just to tie into what guess nine just stated, but why does it seem like our girlfriends are more willing to have sex in the office or the back seat or the Mile High Club compared to our wives? Why is that?
Did you just take it there? I know.
I just took it there.
It's only 9:48. It's only
9:48. You know, y'all having trouble with the, you know, with the first frame. So, yeah. I'll ask it again. Why does it seem like our girlfriends are more willing to have sex in the office, Mile High Club, backseat, you know.
Old Navy.
But comparing that to our wives, it's like, I don't know. Well, why is that? Talk to me. Why is that?
They have what is called a sense of purpose.
Uh-oh. What's that,
they
sir?
They are on a mission, sir. And it's something called the ring that they must that they must contain, sir.
So wait a minute, sir. So what you're saying is that once they get the ring and the wife title, they seem more reluctant to do something wild and crazy. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Somebody was saying, talking about a football analogy, that most teams that go to the Super Bowl and get the ring may not make the playoffs the next year. So they got the ring. So those other things, you know, it may have been uncomfortable in that back seat. It was on a mission.
It matters.
You know, that unisex dressing room in Old Navy or wherever may have been a little uncomfortable, but they was on a mission.
Right, they act like we treat them, man, and that's essentially it. You know, they don't have insecurities, and we don't have insecurities about, you know, treating them a certain way, like they're a sexual object when they're our girlfriends after they become our wives, and we're partially to blame for this. I don't know if we kind of get on uppity status where, you know, we don't want to treat them like that, whereas I think if, you know, we try to treat them, you know, for, you know, like they are a sexual creature, and, you know, and they are, and, you know, just let them know, hey, this is what I want, or this is what I want to do, you know, 9 times out of 10, I bet you they'd probably be down for it. So, you know, take your wife, you know, off that high horse for, you know, a couple of hours, and, you know, treat her like something you've seen in a movie or something like that.
Yeah. And I just want to piggyback off what he said, because we used to say this back in the call before. We put our wives on a pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mother of your children, yada, yada, yada. We put them on a pedestal, and then, and it's hard to bring them back off that pedestal when you want to get buck wild. Got to find that thin line between they're on a pedestal, but we still need you to be that freak. At the same time, yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, T-Hawk. What about running home on your lunch break just to get some? I mean, have you ever attempted that, or, you know? It's
still a two-way street.
Mm.
You run home, you better make sure home is ready.
Oh, man. That's good. Anybody else running home on your lunch break just to, you know, get some? Guess nine said, run, Joe.
Why not? Man, I mean, you know, anytime you get a chance to get that, man, yeah, absolutely.
But has your wife ever jumped on you as soon as you got home from work? I mean, literally, you know, hey, honey, you know, she's like, bam, you know.
And all right, course, we still like newlyweds. I need to buy out of this one.
No, you helping them. You helping them because you know it's still possible, brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Absolutely.
Don't even see it coming.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. I mean, has she ever called you and asked you what time you're getting off from work? I mean,
yep.
I mean, that's what I'm talking about.
Or told me to come home early. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, leave the job early. And it's all dependent on how I treated her before I left, or what we did the previous day, which ultimately determined it. I can almost sense it when it's going to happen. But, yep, usually I make my own bed. So if I piss her off before I leave, then it'll be good when I get home. If I do something nice, or, you know, talk to her a certain way, I got a good chance.
Mm-hmm.
That man is in my garage right now. I definitely don't want people to think it's all gold over here. Trust me.
Yeah.
Trust me.
We know. We know. But
there is a high price to pay.
But what about sexting? You know, does anybody sext message your wife? Now, you talked about your boy, you know.
Hell yeah. Absolutely.
You know, you got pictures.
You have to.
Yeah, I tell you this. You know, my wife, no. I mean, well, she don't really text message anyway. But I could only imagine if I sent her a sext message. I just don't think it would go well.
Try it. Do it tomorrow. That's your homework.
You're right.
Do it right now. You know what I'm saying? Send her one right now.
No, nah, you know, then I need to hang up on y'all, you know, if it goes well. But, you know, I guess I'm a little apprehensive. I'm a little reluctant, you know, to do that knowing her. You know what I mean?
This thing is the nastiest thing ever that you want to do. Just send that to her.
Mm.
I'm dead serious.
Okay.
See how she responds.
What I do is I get you to write me something, and then I, you know, you just put it on my phone. It just
I can do that. I'm dead good. I can do that. If she get mad at you, you just take it to your pastor. See what he has to say about her withholding herself.
Good Good words. Anybody else want to give other people time to respond about, you know, coming home, just getting it in, or sexting? Anybody? If not, we'll move on. I want to get back to the workplace. And what kind of things, I want y'all to think about this, what kind of things would you have to do to have sex in your office with your wife and not get caught? What are some things that you, now think about your, you know, your workplace. What are some things that you would have to do to have sex in the office with your wife and not get caught? What would you have to do?
First, you'd have to have a key. Because it would definitely have to be after hours, I would think. Unless you're at an office where you can lock the door and it's got no blinds or windows.
Or if you you own your own business. I know if I own my own business, I had my own company and I had an office and I had a door shut, I'd do it whenever I felt like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because windows, you know, y'all have windows in your office? You know, my office, I don't even have a door, much less a window. I sit in an alcove where people walk through my office all day long, or my desk, excuse me, where my office space is. So, I mean, it's really not even feasible, you know, for me to have sex in the office, period, because, I mean, it just ain't going to happen because I'm just out in the open. But, I mean, do y'all have windows? I mean, is it feasible for where you sit at work, is it feasible for you to have sex in your office? Do you know, you have shades, or do you have a door? I mean, is it feasible for you to get it in your office if you really wanted to?
I could do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it had to be after hours for me. I have a door, but it does not lock. And, you know, I'd be afraid somebody walking in, a cleaning crew or something like that.
Yeah, but look, this is what you do, brother. They say you lean a chair up against the door. Okay, that's step one. I've researched this. I ain't even got no door. But, and also, you know, if you do it through the daytime, they say record yourself having a conversation and then just play it and get it in. You'd have like, oh, yeah, well, those spreadsheets and, you know, we're going to get that deadline. Just put that on your desk, play it, and then they'll think you're having a meeting or something. You know? that's the research I found, but... don't they have cameras in the workplace these days? Don't they have
mm-hmm.
cameras in the workplace? I mean,
absolutely.
Some of them are hidden, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so can getting laid in the office possibly get you laid off?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Quickly.
Mm-hmm. But isn't your sex life a little boring and routine? I mean, we're talking about, you know, you're on the same days of the week, same time of the day, same room of the house, same old tired positions. I know I'm in your kitchen right now, but I mean, but isn't you? Don't you need a little, you know, maybe getting laid in the office with the wife? I mean, don't you need something to break up the monotony right about now?
That's always good.
Say what?
You lose me with the office part. Why would that have to be? I mean, there's so many places.
Why not the office? I mean, why not the office? Why not the office? Tell me why not the office.
I don't know, man. I mean, yeah, I don't know. That's just not, I mean, for me, that's just not the place that I would think of, you know, with my wife. There's so many other places that you can do, you know, you can go to outside of the house other than the office. Let me just...
Yeah, but I think Rodney is trying to superimpose your wife into the image of that freak at the office. That's what I think he's trying to link right there.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting closer. We're getting closer.
If I could do it and know I could get away with it, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Absolutely. Why would you not? That's what
I'm saying. I wouldn't think twice about it.
I mean, I guess, what do you think, Tony? You just not, you, have you never thought about it? I mean, at the office. I mean,
I never thought about it at the office. I'm sorry. I have never thought about that. You know, and maybe it's just me, not my wife.
Gotcha.
And that's all I'm gonna say.
Gotcha. Understandable. I understand. I respect that.
Yeah.
Yes, Nine said beauty fades, but boring is forever. And with that, when it comes to sex, How often does she make that extra effort? Or does she even make that extra effort anymore? Uh-oh, quiet, crickets. I'm making a sandwich now, you know.
Only depends on how I talk to her. She's that simple. If I talk to her a certain kind of way, treat her a certain kind of way, I get special treatment.
So is it that simple?
I'm serious. My pastor told me. He literally told me. He said, Ron, women are stimulated by words and by touch. And he was so right.
The words. Anybody else?
When it comes I agree with him.
The words.
Yeah, as long as I perform to her standards, then she rewards me at the end. So.
So would you say that you're your wife's priority? Would y'all say that you're your wife's priority? I mean, she may say that you are, but I mean, if she regularly chooses something over you, I mean, isn't that, as the brother said earlier, hypocrisy? I mean, are you your wife's priority?
Yeah.
I mean,
for sure.
I mean, check it. I'm going to help y'all. If I asked your wife what she thought about coming to your office one day just so she could break you off a little something, what do you think her response would be?
Yeah. She'd be like, sure.
Not mine.
Why not?
Mine, she just don't roll like that. I mean, you know, I just know she does not roll like that.
And that's what I'm talking about. Why not?
Just not the kind of person she is. Just certain things she's not going to do. You know what I mean?
Is that something like her morals or is something like that? The way she was raised?
It may be morals. It may be preference.
Oh, wow.
It may be being, you know, just her envisioning things being appropriate.
Okay,
you know
okay.
I mean? You see what I'm saying?
But, I see exactly what you're saying. That's not appropriate behavior. Okay, I got you.
To her, you see?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, but then again, where the areas are appropriate to her, it's on and popping. So I'm not missing nothing by her not coming to my office.
As far as she deems it appropriate, right?
Exactly. You know what I mean? I'm not missing nothing.
She's controlling the floodgates, basically.
I mean, certain areas. I mean, yeah, she, you know, that's not the, you know. And for me, I'm trying to get away from work. I'm trying to get away from the office. So, you know.
So, brother, would you be offended if it crossed her mind to show up at your job just to break you off a little piece?
I would not be offended at all. I'm not saying that, you know, that I would have an issue with it if that's what she wanted to do.
That's what I'm getting at, fellas. Did you hear what he just said? If that's what she wanted to do. Because I asked my wife, you know, I told her the topic, and, you know, her response was, you know, I told her the topic, how to get laid at the office, and it wasn't about Tracy. It wasn't even about that. She knew what it was talking about, you know, us getting it in at the office. You know what her response was? Ew. It's like, what? What? Really? That's your response? I mean, but why is that? I think the brother said earlier, he know many, many other chicks. No problem. Hey, where you want to hit the bathroom? The brother said the bathroom earlier. The broom closet, wherever you want to get it. You know, we'll close the shades, put the, you know. Why is that?
Are you asking us? Your wife said ew.
Yeah.
Your wife said ew. Why did she say ew?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you just said that your wife wouldn't, you know, your wife, if you asked her, would probably say something similar, right? Would she say something? I mean,
at the workplace. Now, I'm not saying we haven't done it outside the house. But at the workplace, I'm pretty sure that would be a no-no for her. And again, it could change, and I don't know about it. She could One day, you know, women change and say, hey, you know what? I got a new fantasy now. Okay, then it's on and popping. But the way I see it now, that is a no-no for her.
Now, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, brother. Now, real men, we like classy women, right?
Sure.
And boys like slutty women.
Okay.
But if your wife...
Real men like slutty women, too. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to ask you. Now, wait a minute. You got to wait for the question.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What if your wife decided to show up at your job just to get it in? You know, we know it's, she ain't really, you know, I'm there with you. But you, would you consider that a classy act or a slutty act? You, how would you consider it? If she showed up just to get it in, how would you consider that act, classy or slutty? Couldn't be both.
Classy.
Classy. Right.
I don't think it would be either if we're talking about your wife.
It's classy.
Because she can, she, there's no bound, as long as it's not with another man, she's got no boundaries when it comes to that. She reserves that right. Am I correct?
You're correct.
Absolutely.
There's no classy, there's no slutty, there's no nothing. Whatever she decides to do sexually is all good all the time.
Yep. It's the way I see it.
Okay. Okay. Anybody else? Y'all agree or disagree with that statement? Or we'll go back to the question with y'all.
I just come out and say it's classy. You know what I mean? To me, that says she's having a serious itch. You know, her hormones are up. She's not, you know, running off like she could, because if I'm at the office, she's got free time. She's not running off with another dude. That's what would be trashy, you know what I'm saying, when her hormones really start getting to her. You know, she's coming to me and saying, hey, yo, let's get this in. So the fact that she's coming to her husband, that's a classy chick right there.
Mm-hmm. Good words. But just, you know, along those lines, Does your wife even flirt with you anymore? You know, I mean, is she affectionate towards you like she used to be, or has it changed? And that's for anybody. Has the affection level over time decreased? Does she flirt with you as her husband? Kind of a tough one.
Yeah, my wife does.
Yeah, you don't count, Mr. Old Navy.
I'm sorry, man.
No, but I mean, real fellas, I mean, does your wife flirt with you?
I think one of the gentlemen said it earlier that we actually set the tone of the day.
Okay.
And I, you know, not to put it back on our shoulders, but I think we do set the tone when it comes to that, too. I think that some of the things that we do change as well, because, you know, just time changes people.
So would you say that it's easy to lose that friendship in a marriage?
Mm-hmm. If you don't value it.
Mm. But this is, I mean, think about this for a second. This is another tough question. Based on how she treats you, does your wife really deserve a nice Valentine's Day next week? And I'm not talking about just because, you know, she's your wife. I mean, is she, the way she treats you, does she really deserve a nice Valentine's Day?
My wife, yeah.
My wife, yeah, no doubt.
Okay.
I mean, my wife, I'm giving my wife exactly what she wants, and she don't want much, so... She just wants Lady and the Tramp Disney movie, and that's it.
That's easy.
Exactly. I said, exactly. That's exactly what you'll get. I won't even go above and beyond. Because
mm-hmm.
many times I've crashed and burned going above and beyond.
What about you other cats? Are you setting her up nice for Valentine's Day, and does she deserve it?
I mean, she's your wife. She always deserves it. You mad at her or not? But yeah, you got to set something up. I mean, because that's that pampering date. She's expecting
I don't know.
Yeah, thank you, brother. Thank you.
I'm not. That's that textbook answer again, man. I'm not going there.
Thank you.
I mean, it sounded good. It really did. But
okay.
So
if it's not the textbook, then why are we not having a call next week?
Well, you cannot reward people for bad behavior. Period.
Talk about it. That's what I'm getting at.
Period.
I see.
Period. We can get on here, like somebody said earlier, that he called all of us. He said, "You're lying. Some of us are lying."
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about certain things that we're not going to do, yeah, you know what I mean? There's women at the job we think about, but ain't nobody going to talk about on this call. We know that. You know what I mean? And sometimes your wife is eating this bad behavior, man. We just can't go on and be suckers and just keep saying, okay, it's Valentine's Day, it's the right thing to do. No, sometimes it's the wrong thing to do. You ain't
agreeing
that.
I agree. Wholeheartedly.
Yeah, and as far as holding out, sometimes we got to hold out, too. Even though that's the hardest thing is Chinese arithmetic, but we got to hold off. We got to hold out sometimes to get what you want.
Mm. Good words.
True. Can't just act like everything's okay when it's not.
When it's not. Because you can't get it fixed that way. That ain't pimping.
Yeah, I mean, she's basically expecting you to go all out on Valentine's Day, no matter how she treats you.
Exactly.
My wife was noticing all the commercials tonight on TV. She's like, why is it all the commercials is about a man buying a woman something for Valentine's Day? Is there any commercials about a woman buying a man anything? I said, you forget that. That's just not how it operates.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I mean, but that's not how it is, but is that how it should be? It's not a one way. I mean, I bet you she ain't losing no sleep about what to get you for Valentine's Day, because guess what? She ain't getting you nothing.
I mean, but just for me, just for the sake of me, just keeping it real with you now. If I was mad at my wife, then we had an argument or something. It would be hard for me to get her anything for Valentine's Day. I mean, it would be like really hard. I mean, I would get her some, but I definitely wouldn't put any thought into it, if we were having a rough patch, anything like that going on. But it's like, still at the end of the day, I would get her something, And, the brother's right, we just conditioned to do that, and I think that's bull, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm. I think so too, brother.
Mm-hmm.
It's a one way street. Valentine's Day is like their Super Bowl.
Yeah. So let me flip it back to you, Mr. Host.
Yes, sir.
If you ask your wife to come to your job and break you off a little something, and she said no, are you going to get her a Valentine's gift?
No, I'm not.
You see, there it is. I mean, because guess what? I mean, theoretically, that's your wife. If you want to get broken off at your job, who's supposed to handle that?
That's right.
The chick at the Tracy or your wife?
Mm. You're right.
If she calls you to her job and says, I need you to break me off, what you going to do? What time is a good time for me to come? That's the next question.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So it's got to be a give and take. We cannot reward for bad behavior. Bad behavior is saying, okay, it's okay for you, to be down for whatever for me, but it's not okay for me. And if she's not down for whatever, you shouldn't be down for whatever.
Mm, good words. And speaking of being down for whatever, does anybody ever do any role play in the bedroom? I mean, would she consider maybe just dressing up as a secretary?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's crazy right there.
What? See, yeah. And that's the brother that said, I'm just work focused. I'm not thinking. But, when I said dressing up as a secretary, it's like, yeah.
Well, it ain't got to be that. There's other outfits you can buy,
Yeah,
but have on standby.
Yeah, but some brothers can barely get her to put on some lingerie every now and then. I'm on somebody's street. Maybe she'll put something on for you for Valentine's Day, or maybe not. But, you can go out here, listen, you can go out here and get a woman to dress up, role play, bark like a dog, or do whatever you want her to do for a nominal fee, of course. But your wife, the woman that you love, won't even entertain the thought.
Yes, she will.
What's up with that? You know? Well, I mean, what's up with that?
Just tell her. Just say it like a man. You know what I mean? Just put a little bass in your voice. Let them know, look, this is my need. This is what I want. And, you know, this is how it's going to be. 9 times out of 10, a woman is going to be thrilled that you're giving her that type of attention and you're telling her what you want. I mean, don't be no punk and don't be all timid when you talk to her. You know what I mean? And, you know, as the dude was saying earlier, just take her off that pedestal and be like, hey, look. You know what I'm saying? This is what I want. I want to call you somebody else tonight. I want you to, you know, to put on this. I might want to call you a few four-letter words. Just get it in.
Get it in. Get it in. I like it. I like that guy. He's standing for the truth tonight.
I tried role-playing one time with my wife.
It don't sound like it went too well.
Horrible experience.
Why?
Horrible.
You said we
kept getting the roles mixed up. She didn't know who I was talking to her or if I was talking to the role she was playing. I mean, no. Role playing, no. Not going to happen.
It's not for everybody.
No, it's definitely not.
Anybody else?
I
will
play. Role play is great. Role play is great. sometimes you gotta take like an area in your house and
set it up like an office, like your office, right?
It could be an office. It could be a nightclub.
Yeah,
wherever. It could be wherever. You just set it up for whatever. You got a designated time and area. You set it up at whatever you want, and you just play it out. It's a guaranteed hit. Guaranteed hit. Role play.
Role play, okay.
Role play.
But for some, I mean, if, you know, on a scale of 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest, how comfortable are you in talking to your wife about your sex life? 1 being the lowest, 10 being the highest. How comfortable are you in talking to your wife about your sex life? Good, bad, or indifferent?
I mean, 15.
15, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about your sex life. What do you mean?
Just in general.
Your past sex life or your
no,
current?
Your current. Yeah.
10, yeah, 10, yeah.
Yeah.
So everybody on 10 to 15 on a scale of 1 to 10, okay. And do y'all think that, you know, with, you know, I'm just going back to this getting laid in the office, you know. I mean, do you think that can actually spice up, you know, your sex life? I mean, y'all say you're comfortable, but brother said, let's just put some bass in our voice and say, I want you to come to the job tomorrow. We're going to figure it out. I mean, can that actually help your marriage?
It might.
Yeah.
It might. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I mean, the answer is yeah. I mean, regardless if you do it or not, I mean, if you say it, you mention it, and she's down for it, I mean, that's a communication. That's connection. So, you know, even though you might not do that because, you know, we all have a vested interest in keeping our jobs, you know what I mean, you two know right then and there, okay, we're open, and, you know, we're down for doing things out of the norm. So, yeah, I think it certainly can help.
Mm-hmm. It's like being at the club. And you know that, you know, you've been buying this one chick drink after drink after drink after drink. You ain't getting nowhere. The next dude walks up to her, whispers something in her ear, and she's leaving with that guy. And you're like, how did that happen? Because he told her what he wanted to do right then and there, and let's go. No beating around the bush, playing with it. And just like the brother said, oh, you got to stir that voice up and say, this is what I want to do. You tell him what you want. And they'll respect you for it at the end of the day. You ain't playing around with it. You ain't, you know, excuse me, do you mind if we, you can, tonight, you know, all that. You like, this is what I need you to do. Put that trench coat on and meet me at the job, 6 o'clock.
Good words. Because, I mean, if sex is important, you know, for a healthy marriage, could a marriage be in trouble, you know, if the sex was on the decline?
Yes.
That's safe to say. I mean, no, he said no?
No doubt.
Oh, no doubt, okay. Because, I mean, do marriage problems go away on their own, or do they only get worse if not dealt with?
Self-explanatory, Ronnie.
For sure.
I'm just testing y'all. Make sure you're listening. But, you know, the guy said, just like at the club, that's a perfect example. Do you think that Satan's strategy is to get people to start having sex before they get married and then get them to stop having sex after they get married? You think that's the goal?
Mm-hmm.
It happens all the time. You know, we hear about it all the time. You know, they start having sex before you get married, then celibacy in marriage.
What Absolutely.
That's a
it's
problem.
I think it's a spirit thing that people, you know, I think they take it for granted or they underestimate it. You know, when you have so many partners, every person you have, you keep a piece of that person with you, every person you're with intimately. So it's just like the tape thing where, you know, you take a piece of tape, put it against a piece of paper, you rip it off, and you might can stick it back to something else, rip it off. You know what I mean? There's more and more pieces of paper that are still stuck to that tape when you take it off till you finally, when you finally try your best to marry or to stick, you know, stick to somebody else, and no longer will stick together. And I just think that's reflective of, you know, like I said, how many spirits, you know, that you take when you have so many different different partners. So, yeah, I think the number of partners you can have before you go into a relationship can certainly certainly play a role on you know, or affect your intimacy, you know, with your wife once you're married.
Good words, good words.
That's crazy that you say that, man, because I was just thinking that this morning. You know what I mean? About just being haunted by sexual spirits.
Wow.
The sexual spirits of people that you've been with in the past. It's like you're in a marriage and you know, but why am I thinking about this chick from 20 years ago or whatever the case may be? You know, it's crazy that you just say that. Cause I was going to post that on Facebook earlier. Is anybody being haunted by sexual spirits of someone in the past? And I think that we do when we go back to think about a sexual relationship that we had that we have no business thinking about being married.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
But is, you know, are we, do you think that taking certain risks, because, I mean, it's a risky venture to try to get laid at the office with your wife. Do you think that taking certain risks, like having sex at the office, is necessary if you were having some trouble and you wanted your marriage to grow? Because, I mean, is marriage, I guess, is marriage like a tree where either it's growing or it's dying? And is it not, it's not either or, but is it growing or it's dying? I mean, do you think it's necessary to try something different? The brother said Old Navy. I mean, Old Navy of all places. I mean, really. Do you think that that's necessary, that taking certain risks to get that spice back in your marriage? You think it's necessary to do something crazy like that?
You know, I think so. I think that one thing brothers can do is never put your wife in a box, because as time go on, people change. So, you know, she may be willing to answer a question different than from what you assume, the same way you may answer a question different from what she assumes. So, you know, you never know. All you got to do, like my man said, put some smoothness in your voice and ass. Tell her what you want.
Yeah. Do you think that we're taking enough risk? I mean, do we make that extra effort anymore?
We stop. over time.
Yeah. I mean, just think, if driving your wife to sexual ecstasy was taxed, would you be rich or gladly broke? If it was taxed, do we put in that extra effort anymore like we used to?
No. No.
Yeah. And what I'm talking about, fellas, is what about showing up at her job? Have you ever thought about that?
Well, yeah, me and my wife talked about that, but she said that ain't going to happen. She's not missing money, so.
Yeah, but what about you other cats, you know? What have y'all thought about, we talked about getting in at your job, but have you thought about showing up at her job one day? Like, yo, I'm here. Let's get it in. Have you thought about it? Anybody ever thought about that? Obviously not. I mean, if she told you to come by tomorrow and get some, would you be prepared? Would you know which part of the office to take her, you know, for the least potential y'all getting caught?
My wife works with kids, so that's no go for me.
Yeah, that would be a problem. For you other guys, you know, my wife works with kids too. I mean, it'd be kind of a challenge, but I have to literally roll up on a planning period, and yeah, I mean, on a school ground, yeah, no, I don't know if I'll put her job at risk like that. But you know, if she told you tomorrow, once you, or she just called you up and say, you know, I need you to come on through. Well, I mean, would you be prepared? Do you have a mental floor plan of her office?
Well, what do you mean by being prepared? How would you not be prepared?
Because, I mean, what we talked about earlier is that the workplace is really not something that every guy thinks about, or at least said earlier, I don't really think about that. So, I mean, being prepared, like, would you be like, okay, you know, let's do it, or would you be like, no, I don't think the workplace is a good idea? I'm talking about mentally prepared to go forth.
I mean, this chat room is off.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, she can tell you, look, meet me on the roof. You're going to be prepared. You're going to be on that roof. Parking lot, don't matter. You're going to be prepared. I mean, that's just when I'm, you know, when wifey says, hey, let's go, you got to be ready.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, where?
You got to be ready. There's no, you're going to be prepared. You prepared. You prepared right now, Mr. Ho. She says, come on, get off that phone.
I'm gone.
You're gone. So we're going to keep talking without you. We all understand.
But T-Hawk, do you think that we underestimate how inherently sexual women are? You think we underestimate that?
Nah, not really. I don't think we underestimate it. I think our expectations change once we get married.
So it's us.
Yeah.
So do y'all think that women actually fantasize about getting laid at the office more than we do?
Yeah.
What do y'all think about that? Yeah.
Yep.
And did y'all know, I don't know if you knew this or not, but there's actually a group on Facebook called Women Who Want to Get Laid at the Office.
Serious?
I'm dead serious.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so go ahead and add your wife to the group.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, do they really want to get laid in the office, fellas?
I mean, there's so much behind that simple statement. I mean, why they want to get laid at the office? Is it because it's something about the sneakiness that entices them, or because you can have that anywhere? You know, have sex in public if you, you know, you get off by being caught or something like that, or it must be a dude. Is it a dude or something? I mean, you know, there's a lot behind that statement.
Yeah, that you're 100% correct. And now thinking about it, website where women talking about they want to get laid at work. I don't think any of them talking about their husband.
They lie so much, man. Never honest. Remember that missing percentage now.
That's right, from the beginning.
They lie so much. I mean, a woman's mind, man, is a cavern of secrets, man.
Mm.
And they never straight up with each other. Haven't you noticed how your girl would say, I can't stand that chick, and then the chick call, and she act fake like she happy the chick called, and you're like, this is amazing. And they just lie like that, man. They just be on it.
Well, speaking of lying, yeah, there is a group on Facebook. I didn't lie about that. But it was actually started by some dude, and he's the only member of the group. I looked at it. I did some research. I'm like, let me check this out, you know. Let me check. But, yeah, he started it, and no membership. It's just asking ladies, you know, join our group, you know. he's one member, solo, women who want to get laid at the office. So, but what about, this is a tricky question. What about a pastor? Would it be okay if the wife came to the pastor's study in the church just to want to get it in? Now, that's a private area, you know, the pastor's study, and he's probably in there all alone. Maybe it's a secretary up there or something, but what about a pastor?
All good.
In the church?
It's his wife. It's all good. It's his wife.
Okay. Anybody want to disagree with that? Pastor study? Church gram? Y'all say it's all good. Green lights, huh?
It's his wife. It's legal.
Yeah, yeah.
Wherever you at, it's where you at. As long as it's not indecent exposure, wherever you at, it's where you at. Make it happen.
Because, I mean, when we think about it, when we step back and think about it, couldn't the office actually be an ideal place to have sex? You know, if you do have an office, you know, that is private, and, I mean, you know, if you got little kids like me, you know, you don't have to worry about kids interrupting you. You know, I already gave y'all the, you know, what you can do to, you know, you record yourself so that your coworkers won't bother you, but I mean, could the office actually be an ideal place to get it in? You know, as the brother said earlier about the sneakiness and we might get caught. I mean, it's that whole teenager, you know, he sort of takes you back a little bit. I don't know. I mean, could it be an ideal place to get it in? Or y'all still like, no, not in the office?
Man, there's some brothers still trying to get it done at home.
But see, and Tony, you're driving right where we need to go. It's because maybe you need to take it off site. Maybe she don't want to do it in the master bedroom anymore.
Yeah, but you got other parts of the house.
Maybe she don't want to do it in the house.
What's the difference between your powder, what they call that the bathroom in your house with no toilet, I mean, with no shower?
The powder room.
Powder room. What's the difference between the powder room at your house and the powder room at the office? It's not in the bed. It's somewhere different, right?
But it's off-site. I mean, you're comfortable in your own space. You know?
What about the kitchen?
But I would do it at my office.
What about the kitchen? I mean, you know, there's places that you can go to where you know. I don't know.
So what would you do?
What about the nightclub?
The nightclub, sure.
What about the movies?
You're getting dangerous.
It's that matinee. Y'all the only ones in there. Go see a movie that's whack. Nobody wants to see.
It's going down. My wife wouldn't even go in a whack theater like that with me because she already know. That's what I'm going for. It's going down.
That's what I'm talking about.
Headache or not. Guess not. So what if you get popcorn up your butt? So, T, T.R., what would you do? What would you do? Would you really be ready if your wife showed up tomorrow dressed like the woman we got on the website for the next 26 minutes wearing a miniskirt? You know, I mean, would you be ready to, would you be like, nah, you know, we can't do it at the workplace. You know, can't do it here. How would you respond, or how would you react to that if tomorrow your wife showed up?
I mean, come on, man. If you have a active work day, I mean, you know, and then, I mean, you don't want to be crazy with it. You know what I mean? You got to be at least realistic. You know, if after work and nobody's there and I'm finishing up and she shows up, and yeah, it's all good. You know,
okay.
11 o'clock a.m., no. Sorry, this ain't the place for that. You know what I mean?
So you would send her away.
I would leave with her. I'd be like, if you're ready, we gonna handle this. It's just not gonna be in here.
Yeah, your office got too many windows, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
The charter said 11 a.m. Make it work.
Yeah, I mean, listen. Keep this out. And I hear you about the sexual adventuristic thing. I understand that.
Yes.
But there's got to be a time where you have to say, this is my wife and I still have to respect her. And we are not going to be boning where somebody can walk in or other people can see this at my workplace. You see what I'm saying?
Nobody said they had to see it. I'm not saying that, you know, you put a, you know, voyeurism. I'm talking about, you know, you going to a secret location or something, you know, and getting it in. So let me back up. Is there any place, if it happened, and say you had, you know, an appointment, you know, coming in, and you know, she was just like, I'm horny, let's just get it in right now here at your job. And she was there with a miniskirt on. You're going to say, go ahead home, and I'll meet you there after my appointment, or you're going to handle it at the job? Broom closet, you said the bathroom earlier. I mean, what you going to do?
Powder room. At the
powder room.
I don't know. We got a lot of emphasis going on at having sex in the office in a whole bunch of different scenarios. You know? I don't think anybody's opposed to it. Mm-hmm. It's just got to be right.
What does that mean? What is that? It's got to be right.
What do you mean? People are at work. You're going to slide into the bathroom with your wife when people are going to see you coming out of the bathroom with your wife. And you got that, I just got finished boning look on your face. So does she.
Well, I mean, you got spontaneous. I mean, that's the fun part would be is spontaneous. Let's get that out of the way. I mean, something different. You're not going to do it all the time. You know. Hey, if you shut the door and get up under your desk, ain't nobody see. You know,
yeah.
If your desk is facing the walkway.
Exactly.
So there's things you can do. That's just, hey, hopefully we won't get caught and I won't lose my job.
Yeah, talk to him, P-Tan. That's what I'm talking about.
And I mean, everybody, you know. But if you know a place, now, you know, you done already scoped out the whole building.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a door with a lock on it. You say, meet me in this room. I'll be there. I'm going to knock twice, and I'll be in there in a minute.
That's a no-brainer.
So make it happen.
That is a no-brainer. You're 100% correct.
And then it all else fails, the car is right at – we can go to the car and make this thing happen.
Mm-hmm.
Back season, Jeepers episode, it used to be a song back in the day.
Yeah, and you know what they say, you know, make sure you dress for success. Y'all get that tomorrow. Some of y'all get that tomorrow.
Got it.
But I mean, with maybe you get, you know, like those easily removable clothes, like in Naked Gun, where he just take his tie loose and everything fall off. Y'all don't remember that Leslie Nielsen?
Mm-hmm.
But what about going commando to work? You know, just in case she stopped by. Is that something you would entertain?
I'm just trying to get to I'm trying to get to the punchline of this whole thing.
Now, wait a minute.
Because
I mean, listen. What are you talking
talk to
about?
Him,
are you talking from a man, or are you talking about for her being commando?
No, you.
I mean, brother's commando every day. If you wear boxers, it just slide right.
No. I'm talking commando.
Just let it hang all out.
Yes, sir.
So you saying, okay, you are really confusing me now. First, the wife calls you up and say, I want to stop by and get it in.
Mm-hmm.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
So you saying, and now she didn't call, you don't even know she's going to call, but you just straight commando anyway?
No, she gave you the hint. She gave you a hint. Say, you know what, I'm thinking about stopping by your job and, you know, breaking you off a little piece one day.
Commando ain't got nothing to do with nothing. You can get commando in 30 seconds or less.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, man, listen, for us, it's just drop and go.
Drop and go, we say commando. I don't care if it's Long John's, it's freezing outside. We get commando in a second.
Commando is that woman because she just has to lift the, you know, she wears a skirt. She got that skirt on today. That's a mighty short skirt you got on there.
Mm-hmm. Just like that lady we got on the website. You know, I'm
you
sure.
Know what I'm buying is you slip it up, and then I'm already thinking, all right, when are we going to get this done?
Mm-hmm. And Tony, he's messing around, but he's thinking about it now. See, I got him thinking about it. It's all about awareness because I don't want him to, you know, be like, I'll meet you at home. Or, you know, she shows up tomorrow, I think Tony's going to be prepared. He might even go commando tomorrow.
No.
Oh, man. Well, I've got the punchline to this. And it's actually funny that it came out this way. And I'm glad it's a little bit early, but it's all about, as Tony always says, it's all about awareness. And I think we've gotten some awareness, you know, to think about what if she did show up, what if you did show up at a job, you know, getting it in, you know. Maybe we can get up to the stature of, like the brother said, Old Navy and in the expedition and where else did he say? I don't know, at a food court. What did he say? I don't even remember. But with thousands
of... At a photo booth.
Photo booth, yeah, somewhere.
Yeah.
But with thousands of workers being laid off in a broad range of industries right now.
I think he also said a smart car.
The smart car?
Backseat of a Mini Cooper or something like that.
But with thousands of workers being laid off in a broad range of industries right now and an economy slowly coming out of a recession, it seems that no one is safe from the threat of being downsized, terminated, or laid off. And if you've been hearing rumors at the office about imminent layoffs, it might be wise to act as though they may be true. Now, there are plenty of tips that I found listed on the internet for if you think that you might get laid off or given a pink slip. Now, I actually took those same tips and I flipped them to if you think you might get laid or if your wife comes in wearing nothing but a pink slip. Under that trench coat, of course, but... Four tips that you should remember, fellas. Four tips. And this is amazing because these are tips. Remember now, these are tips if you think you might get laid off, but I flipped them, and it's tips also that if you think you might get laid. So as you hear the four tips, it actually works both ways. Number one, update your skills. And what that means is start refreshing your skills and ask a discreet coworker to look out for you. Practice and preparation will ensure that you're confident and capable when the time comes. Laid off, get laid. Works both the same way. Number two, put out feelers, which means discretion is key. But it's not a bad idea to start looking for an opportunity now. Pay attention to what the market is like, and if you see a dream opportunity, don't be afraid to jump on it. If you don't, you'll regret it. Number three, expand your skills. Consider enrolling in a course or two to update your skills. Not only will this enhance your skills, but it will open your eyes to opportunities you might not have thought of otherwise. So, if you never thought of getting laid, you might want to think about it. Enroll in a course or two. Enhance your skills. And lastly, fellas, don't freak out if you think that you might get laid or laid off. But if you think you might get laid, the coming weeks or months will undoubtedly be scary. But if you're well prepared, you'll feel much less pressure. Keep your wits about you and try not to let stress get to you too much. Remind yourself that you're doing what you can. Other than that, it's out of your hands. Stay calm and look at this as an opportunity and a learning experience. Find some trustworthy guys that you can confide your fears in. And if you get real panicky, think about seeing some counselors, maybe like those guys at Household Stress. But remember that this happens to the best of them if you think you might get laid. So, again, it's all about awareness. And I do have one other question. And the last question, the final question is, having sex at the office with your wife, right or wrong? That's the final question. Having sex at the office with your wife, is it right or is it wrong? Does anybody care to take a stab at that?
It's wrong.
Wrong? Why so, Phil?
Well, I mean, as we alluded to before, and just because I'm saying it's wrong doesn't mean I wouldn't do it.
Right.
Okay, let's get that straight for one. But no, it's wrong. I mean, that's part of what I guess what the excitement is in it. But I mean, the bottom line is that's your place of business, that's your place of work. Most likely, other people work there. So you mean there's things to consider, you know, with that making other people uncomfortable. And you know, if that's your means of employment, you know, is it really smart or wise to you know, to risk that?
Mm.
So, you know, ultimately, you know, it's inappropriate, it's wrong, but that don't mean I wouldn't do it.
Good words. Anybody else? Right or wrong?
I'm with him. It's wrong. And the only way I would really do it is if she said, you know what, this is what I want to do right now.
Right.
And we can get away with it right now.
Right. Right, that's what
I'm
talking about.
I'm not planning that. I'm not planning it. I'm not saying, hey, this is one of my fantasies. None of that. No. Not
but, you know, if you did, you know how it is, man. You're trying to get in and out real quick.
Yeah.
You got to squeeze it in, pun intended, you know, during the workday.
Who's that going to benefit?
Ain't benefit nobody. It's just that spontaneous.
You say, but so it's... It's spontaneous, but it's not benefiting anybody, but it's spontaneous. So, yeah, then it's really wrong.
The excitement of getting caught is a aphrodisiac. So that would be your – the aphrodisiac is just, I need you right now, regardless of who looking, you know.
Yeah, but if you don't achieve any sexual climax doing it on both parties, why do it?
Well, I mean, you already horny and somebody want to jump on your bones right then. So, somebody getting off.
You said somebody getting off.
Somebody getting off.
Oh, it's getting ready to go in a different direction now. Y'all taking it in a different direction.
Man, man.
10:49, y'all taking it in a different direction. Always jump off at the end.
Always.
Somebody just said they think the call is over. The call is just starting.
Oh,
yeah.
Tony.
Yeah.
We grown men here, right?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
We grown men. How many times, I mean, not in the office, but how many times have you just made it to the door? And by the time you open the door, you ain't even made it past the kitchen. And it's on the pot.
That's what I said earlier. That's what I asked earlier.
No. You're right.
When
you're right.
How,
and,
you know,
and those are the best times. I agree with you 100%. Those are the best times.
How many
right?
times you've been in, you know, I mean, you know, we're talking marriage now, but how many times have you walked the streets in New York and saw an alley? Got it in?
No, never.
I said, no, never.
Never. Bad example.
And Tony
Central
from
Park,
New York.
No, Central Park a couple times. I ain't gonna front, but not an alley.
But that, I mean, but you know what I mean? Like Central Park, like something like that.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. You're right. But that was because of lack of places to go when you were young. You know, that wasn't like for choice. If we had hotel money, it would have been a hotel.
If you've done it once, you'll do it again, is what I'm saying, is that it's spontaneous sex. There is some type of thrill is where I'm getting at.
And what did Tony just say? He said those were the best times, that spontaneity. You know, when you talked about him coming in and she jump on it right there in the kitchen. He
no,
said
right.
those were the best times. So
Rodney,
why?
Those are still the best times.
Right, but why wouldn't you add, why couldn't you add the workplace to your repertoire?
But I don't know why I would.
Why wouldn't you? That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying plan it. I think that what we're missing here is that I'm just saying that if tomorrow your wife was horny and she said, I'm coming by, we're getting it in, find a spot at your job. We're not leaving. I got to go. You know, I just want to get it in and get out. Find a spot. Let's do it. So you wouldn't think, you wouldn't add that to your repertoire of the quote-unquote best times, like you just said?
If you could. You could. I'm just saying. But again, the brother did also say, he did also say earlier, one person may be getting off.
Yeah.
The other may not.
Right. Y'all didn't elaborate on that.
We never got to that part.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, can we stay there for a minute?
Go ahead.
Let's just say it's your idea. Somebody's leery, the other one's banging away. The one leery can't really focus on what's going on because they leery. You know, we're in this foreign place. You get yours, they don't get theirs. For you, it might be on the top 10 of the most great times that you've had. For them, it may be the top worst.
Wow. Now
so
you
it can come back and bite you.
Now you're getting somewhere.
You see what I'm saying? The fantasy part, and that could be on either side. We could be the one that's leery because it's our job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, if I get caught, I'm fired.
Right,
She's just going. She don't care because it ain't her job. She got nothing to lose. You sitting there, you know, and you normally a stallion. Now you a pony because you can't really drink it because you don't really know what's going to go. You know what I mean? You're like, I hope she hurry up so we can get up out this bathroom.
Right.
So that can come back and bite you.
It can.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. We see what you're saying, bro.
That's why for me, you know, it's got to be, you know, when you – marriage should be just a little bit different. Well, it should be a lot different from the hit it and quit it that we were used to while we were dating different people, while we was running.
Yeah.
Now it's got to be a climactual thing between both parties. And
well,
go ahead.
Does it have to be? I mean, does it have to be a climactual thing between both parties?
99%, yeah, it should be.
It should be, but I said, does it have to be?
Well, I mean, it's not going to always be. We know that, but.
Yeah,
well,
maybe
I can't say
it has
to because, you know, the human bodies, they all work differently, but it should be. It should be on the forefront.
That should be the goal every time, whether or not it happens. That should be the
goal every time. Thank you.
That should be the goal.
Every time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It can't be, yo, let me have my wife come up, you know, let me bust it off real quick, and then, you know.
You go ahead back to where you was at.
Somebody on the chat room agreed with you. They said, you get fired, then your girl leaves you because you're broke as hell.
Yeah.
So, you know. That's crazy.
Yeah,
but
so,
true.
You know.
It's true. I mean, that's the, but isn't that the spontaneous of, you know, hey, can I get this without being caught?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I
think that was where I was getting at with this whole, you know, show. You know, of course, we had to start with Tracy at the office. None of us is going there, you know. But, you know, the whole point was how to get laid at your, how to get your wife to lay you at the office. That was the whole point of the night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was the whole point. You know,
all right, but you know we didn't go there.
Go, we still got 5 minutes. Go ahead, go there.
What about not just, you know, when you say getting late, you're talking about getting in, but what if wife is aside and comes and gives an oral transaction?
The Hummer.
Yeah.
Tony gonna say, nah, you know, you gotta go back. No, no, no. No, we're not.
You
doing
behind
that.
Your desk. I'm going with that gun zip.
That's probably more plausible because, you know what I'm saying, there's less noise involved in that. So, you know, that's probably a little bit easier to be done.
Pretty much. And you can go commando.
Yeah.
And look, you can still be productive. You can still do your work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
I'm just saying it's happening.
On the phone.
Yeah.
I guarantee it's happening.
I mean,
well, yeah.
Jokers have gotten it while they were driving before. So, I mean,
exactly.
It's probably happened
to
somebody.
Yeah.
But let's just be honest. I mean, that's part of spontaneous is, hey.
You're right. But let's be honest. Can we be honest?
Go ahead, brother.
We're gonna be honest.
I don't know if we're being honest.
Go ahead,
brother. I mean, if it's not happening at home, it's gonna happen at the office.
Oh.
I knew it.
Somebody said multitasker.
Yeah. You've been sending emails and on the phone and getting a Hummer at the same time.
I knew it.
Yeah, we had to go there. We had to go there.
That's money.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all done, but does that, I mean, we're talking about the office, but.
Yeah, pretty much.
But do can we move it out a little further, though?
Hey, look.
It's 11 o'clock. Can we really go ahead and get grown folk with it?
Well, let me ask this one question. Because a chatter said the name Bill Clinton. Earlier. Rodney, you asked earlier in the beginning of the call what we were doing when Bill Clinton was getting the knee dirty in the oral office.
Yeah.
The question is, can any of us blame Bill Clinton for getting the knee dirty in the? I mean, are any of us mad at that? I mean, do any of us really have a problem with that? Is what I want.
Nobody has. There's no man has ever had a problem. This man is the most stressfulest man in the world. When they go in, they clean. When they come out, they all grayed up.
I'm talking about that knee dirty.
That
knee dirty might have got him elected again.
Yeah.
Took some pressure off, huh?
I was like, man, my idol.
We could be at war right now because it's pressure.
And I think that is just so. I mean, that's just how we do this because I started. The first question I started tonight was about Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
I mean, and this, you know, this guy, Chatline, wasn't even on here. You know, that's just how we do. You know, that's where we started at 9:10 in the evening.
Bill Clinton.
Yeah. I mean, that's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So any tips? Any tips on, you know, before we get into the conclusion and we roll over into open mic, any tips on how you get your wife to lay you at your office, which was my overarching point of the evening, how to get your wife to lay you at the office. And I think that one brother say you just got to, you know, put some bass in your voice and tell her because I said so or something. Is that what you said, brother? something similar to that.
Yep.
Pretty much,
I think,
right?
I think I know where this is going. I mean, essentially, you got to talk to her in a certain manner, and you know you got to treat her, you know, and have her treat her and have her to get her to act the way you want her to act. You're gonna have to treat her a certain way. So essentially, if your sex life is already in the toilet at home, no, that's not just gonna change by you know, trying to you know, do something or do something spontaneous somewhere else. I mean, so yeah, ultimately it comes down to communication and, you know, how you turn her on, you know, throughout the day, regardless of where you are. Yeah, that's where I'm coming from.
Good words. Good words. Anybody else? I think he summed it up quite nicely. I'm going to try to put a capstone on this. Then we'll roll it over to open mic. The conclusion, for the record, I am neither for nor against getting laid at the office. I mean, you're on your own. You know? But the Bible never says what a husband and wife are or aren't allowed to do sexually. The only requirement is whatever is done should be mutually agreed upon. No one should be encouraged or coerced to do something they're uncomfortable with or thinks is wrong. If a husband and wife both agree that they want to try something new, like having sex at the office, the Bible doesn't give any reason why they can't. It's all a matter of compromise. We must remember that our bodies belong to our wives. As 1 Corinthians 7:4 tells us, the wife's body does not belong to her alone, but also to her husband. In the same way, the husband's body does not belong to him alone, but also to his wife. Now, obviously, the sexual compromise in marriage must be reasonable. Again, having sex, you get laid at all, this could get you laid off. We know that. It's a risk. But studies show that among all age ranges, a typical married couple has sex at least 2 times per week. But what those studies don't say is where they're getting it in. That concludes our show for the evening, fellas. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of our virtual talk show, brought to you by Married Men Don't Talk, the talk show with a top-selling book of the same name. We hope that you enjoyed the show. And since next Tuesday is Valentine's Day, we've canceled the show, so you get a week off. But you can join us again the following Tuesday, February 21st, from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that topic will be race. Have to show up for that one. That's going to be a good one, too. For more information, please feel free to visit our website, www.householdstress.com. That website, again, householdstress.com.
I got a question.
You are now free to move about the country.